Parshas Kisetze begins with the teaching, Kisetze la melchama al ivacha. When you go out to war against your enemy, unasonai Hashem elekecha biyadecha, and Hashem will give your enemy into your hand, vishavisa shivyei, and you will capture your enemy. So 3,000 and 2,500 years ago, and this pasuk was very relevant in terms of actually going to war, and it might one day be relevant again. But the question is, in what sense is this pasuk a spiritually relevant teaching nowadays, in 2021, assuming that you're not a soldier, assuming that you're not going to war? In what way is this a spiritually relevant and actionable teaching? So in the Likutei Sichas Chelek Beis, in a teaching from the year Tovshin Yudalid, 1954, the Rebbe explains the inner meaning of the pasuk as follows. Oivecha, your enemy, refers to the body and to the animal consciousness. The body and the animal consciousness, the animal mind, the animal impulse inside of you, are termed your enemy because if you merely follow your animal impulse and your body, they'll ultimately lead a person to destruction. The animal impulse, the body, inspires one to sleep a lot, to eat a lot, to be selfish, to be impulsive, to be unkind. And a person who lives like an animal ultimately will not be very successful in the world, and ultimately living like an animal will kill you. So in that sense, the animal self, the animal consciousness, and the body are your enemy. They're seeking to destroy you. So how does one address the animal impulse, which is a very strong impulse? So the Torah is telling us, you need to have the perspective of kiseitze la molchama. You can't be satisfied with just being stuck in your animal impulse, whatever your animal impulse is leading you to do. It could be that your animal impulse is leading you to get dopamine hits by doom scrolling on Twitter. It could be that your animal impulse is motivating you to eat a lot of food, non-kosher food, say, or even kosher food, but leading you to be a tremendous glutton. Could be that your animal impulse is motivating you to engage in risky behaviors, whatever it might be. But you can't be complacent. You can't say, I'm just going to succumb to my animal impulse in my body. But rather, you need to have a perspective of I, my higher self, is going to war against the animal. And if it's the case that you have the perspective of you are going to war, you're not going to be controlled by your animal impulse, you're not going to be controlled by your body, then, although it's the case that your body and your animal impulse are more primary to you most often, and in a sense can be stronger than your higher self, nonetheless, from the very fact that you have made the decision on your own to go to war, to not be controlled by your animal impulse and your body, Hashem will deliver your animal impulse and your body into your hand. Meaning, through your own efforts, Hashem will then come and empower you to overcome your animal self. And then the pasuk continues, Vishavisa shivyoi, and you will capture your enemy. Meaning to say that the goal is not to destroy the body and the animal self, but rather it's to take the tremendous power of the body and the animal impulse and channel it in the right direction. Meaning, you're meant to live on this earth. You're meant to eat. You're meant to sleep. You're meant to have a family. You're meant to live in a nice house. You're meant to drive a nice car. You're meant to be healthy. You're meant to have all those things that the animal impulse and the body wants. But you're not meant to have those things just as ends in their own right, but rather you're meant to have all these things in order to live a more elevated divine life and to make this world a godly place, a divine sanctuary.